Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, it's me. Ichu and Lulzek, the show is yours. I'll be right back.
All right.
No, that was interesting. Thanks for that, Vince, since you apparently,
yeah,
you know, can't host your own show tonight and left it to us. It's quite exciting.
Totally.
So, how are you doing tonight, Lulzek Cali?
I am doing good. Hazard due emergency the surgery on my dog, but otherwise good.
Yeah, you should tell the listeners about that. I heard the story, but I'm sure everybody else would love to hear.
Okay, yeah. So basically the story is, you know, I was just hanging out, you know, and all of a sudden you hear a, you know, puppy scream. I can't do a puppy scream because it's late at night. I look at my puppy. He's out. He's kind of across the room. There's his way out. He runs over to me. His lips are like inflated, and I'm like, "What happened to you? You look like Angelina Jolie." So, you know, I take a flashlight to him. Look at it. He's like, "Oh, he's got a, you know, like right in the center of his lip. Then got both ends of his top lip. Pull it out. He was fine within like 3 minutes."
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad that your puppy is good to go and, you know, not dying. It doesn't sound like too harsh of a surgery, but...
No, just tweezers and flowing. I had to hold his head, and then I gave him a cookie afterwards.
Yeah, so it's kind of strange without Vince. I'm not going to lie. I've talked about doing his show a few different times, and he was like, "I'm not going to do it." And I was like, "Just let me do it." And, you know, it never happened.
And then now with me, duh.
See, that's what makes it so great, because you are so, you know, you're Lulzek Cali, so, you know.
Yeah. I'm Cali, bitch.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess we could talk about that. Tell the listeners a little bit about LulzSec and
I actually took a page out of Vince's book today, and I wrote up a comp for non-surviving goals. Got a little pad note.
You wrote up a what?
I wrote up a cop for not providing lulls.
Oh, wow.
Like, he was like a parking ticket, and then I walk up behind a little notepad of paper, write him up, officer's name was anonymous, and I think ticket fee was $500, reason not, for not providing lulls, put it on his little tiny go-kart thing that apparently is street legal, put it on like the windshield of that, and like walked away all casually. I looked behind my shoulder as the guy looks at his windshield like, what the fuck is this? And then immediately looks around to see what, like, who could have done it.
Nice.
It was incredibly funny when I got, like, you know, finally got away from that. I just, like, started bursting out laughing. People probably thought I was insane, but, yeah. I was with a friend while I was doing it, too, so.
I'm sure it was very lulzy, definitely.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so, I mean, what's the latest with Operation Anti-Sec?
I think I told not much in the news today. I'll check up on Cyber War News Twitter.
Yeah, that's where I get all my news, too. A Twitter addicted. I thought there was a really interesting article that where the guy got 18, yeah, here, I'll read the article. There was a gentleman that was arrested and sentenced to 18 years for Wi-Fi hacking his neighbor, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. A Minnesota hacker, prosecutors described as a deprived criminal, was handed an 18-year prison term Tuesday for unleashing a vendetta of cyber terror that turned his neighbors' lives into a living nightmare. Barry Ardorf, 46, repeatedly hacked into his next door neighbor's Wi-Fi network in 2009. He used it to try and frame them for child pornography, sexual harassment, and various kinds of professional misconduct, and to send threatening email to politicians, including Vice President Joe Biden. So his motive was to get back at his new neighbors after they told the police he'd kissed their 4-year-old son on the lips. Quote, Barry Ardolf has demonstrated his conduct, that he's a dangerous man. When he became angry at his neighbors, he vented his anger in a bizarre and calculated campaign of terror against them. So his prosecutor, Timothy Rank, said in a court filing. And he did not wage this campaign in the light of day, but rather used his computer hacking skills to strike at his victims while hiding in the shadows. So that was an interesting story that I read this morning. 18
yeah,
years.
That.
You know the thing? Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just saying I saw that too.
Yeah, you know, the thing about cyber criminals and, you know, being a prosecutor for cyber crimes, as we all know, Vince and the Bay are, little cyber criminal host, you know, you don't usually get long terms, if any term, prison term, or, you know, time at all.
But I think the thing was, though,
so
that
18 years is quite insane.
Yeah, I think the thing was, though, is that it was also paired with the whole, like, oh, you know, possible child porn thing, and that's why he probably got 18 years.
Yeah, exactly. They don't fuck around when it comes to child porn.
And I don't blame them, honestly. I mean, I'm just going to put this from, like, say, you know, someone's perspective, they're trying to figure out who to charge, they got two suspects likely in a case. If someone, say, wife's murdered, and, you know, the two possible suspects are the husband and the known child molester or any known sexual assault person, who would you want? Who do you think would be more likely to, or just be a bit more morally right to put into prison, even if you didn't have a clear view of who actually did it? I would, to be quite honest, I would put in the child molester just for sake of morals.
Yeah, of course, of course. But usually, when it's a wife being killed, it's usually the husband.
Always get that. I could actually just rip that directly from a case in L.A. Noir, but
nice.
But you know, same old.
I haven't read too much on it, but I heard there's also a new op through Anonymous about to happen July 30th. And
I heard that too.
Let me try to see if I can find this little article here. I don't think since Vince is gone, we can't bring on callers, can we? Vince, you're gone, and so obviously you can't answer that, but I don't,
you guys, is there somebody, hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, is somebody trying to call in?
I don't know. I can't tell if somebody's trying to call in because wouldn't, like, you know, give me, you know, your login
information. No, I'm not giving you access. I'll check the switchboard and see what's up.
Shows how much Vince trusts me, right?
Where is Vince right now?
God. He's at work, apparently. So, you know. He's got some weird hours apparently going on this week, and so the show is all out of whack, and I missed like 3 or 4 days of co-hosting the show with him, and then you came in the picture and all this stuff happened, and but apparently, you know, even though, you know, he's supposed to be my quote unquote boyfriend and best friend and whatever the fuck Vince in the Bay is to me, he doesn't trust me with his login information. So shows how awesome of a relationship we have, right? But no, I love Vince. I can't wait to be there. I'll be in the Bay from August 11th to the 31st, and I actually have a few things going on when I get there. San Francisco Chenology, as I was talking about last night, we're planning to do a few flash raids and get out there and protest the Scientologist. So,
silly Scientologists. Tricks are for kids. And also human trafficking for monsters.
So, I was trying to, like, I've been trying to, whatever you call it, spam the show here. Since I can't tell if we have callers, I can't tell if, you know, there's no chat, so I don't know what's going on, so I've just been spamming the show. But, let me see if I can find some more articles to read. That'll be, at least give us
something. I'm on my way home now, so I'll open up the chat room when I get back.
And then you can also help, hopefully, take over.
Yeah, you can help us. It's so weird without you and your soothing radio voice.
I'm on the 71 bus right now.
So, 71 bus.
Good time.
Yeah, right. you can hear. It's awesome.
So
here's
something in
what's that?
Keisha, you're in Arizona, right?
Yes, I live.
Here's something in your area. A woman in Hortsville, Arizona, was arrested for speaking at a town council meeting.
Wow. What are the details of that?
Jennifer Jones was given the floor as... Okay, so Jennifer Jones was given the floor at a city council meeting open to the public. While she is speaking, the council realizes she is about to air their dirty laundry and quickly becomes their henchman to cart... quickly beckons their henchman to cart her off. The mayor says Jones has been recognized to speak and has not violated city council rules, so the council ignores them and has one removed, even as the mayor continues to protest, to contest the other nothing. The police officer has ignored the mayor of the city and removed the women. It's obvious who those cops work for, and it's not the people.
This is typical Arizona, you know, bullshit that we see quite often here, unfortunately.
There is a reason why we did leak those police manuals.
Very true, and it's also, you know, a reason that anti-sec is, you know, in action.
It's for shit like this.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And all over the world, there's just, you know, too many corrupt politicians and, you know, just corrupt systems and, you know, the people's voices are being taken away from them every day. And that's what people like you and I and, you know, Vince, I guess, as well, you know, are all here standing up for. As my dog's, like, drinking water really loud, that's awesome. Sorry for all the background noise there. Right? Oh, Vince is so good at, like, smoothing all that stuff out. It's so weird.
Well, it's probably because he's in, like, he's probably got his house is probably, like, a professional, like, sound room set up where he, you know, he doesn't have to worry about most of it.
He has, like, a little studio, and it's, like, his room, you know, but he has, like, his whole little setup there, and...
You can actually set one of those up pretty cheap in California, because a lot of hardware stores here sell stuff pretty cheap. All you need is, like, some, you know, sound, you know, stuff so sound can go out and stays in. Kind of like some stuff that, you know, like a nice mic. You know, you can get a pretty nice mic from, like, the Apple Store or Amazon for about $40.
And it's worth it.
Getting it, little amplifier things, you know, pretty cheap. And then... you just have to have a decent computer. Hell, even a MacBook will do. I mean, I'm on a MacBook Pro right now, even though I'm using my iPhone. And the sound quality is awesome.
Yeah, I'm on my cell phone as well, just because where I live, I have a horrible connection. So, oh, wow. That's interesting. There's a snake in my pool.
I am
also, it's kind of common where I live as well. I live I live about 25 miles outside of Tucson. It's pretty much like between Marana and Red Rock, Arizona. And we live, you know, just in the middle of nowhere pretty much. And we have like a 5-acre piece of property. And like my grandfather pretty much built the house that I live in. And my mother was born here. I was raised here. Like, so anyways, we have, you know, as I was saying last night, we have a pool, and it's like moment having some issues. The filter went out on it, and we just haven't had a clean seat. So, it's quite dirty, and we get like these little toads called Colorado River toads that like they come out at night and they get in the pool, and they're so disgusting. But right now, there's an itty bitty little baby. This little itty-bitty baby garter snake, and it's so cute. I mean, he's just adorable. He's so tiny. And I don't like snakes, but he's literally, like, 4 inches long. And, you know, like I said, I'm really not a snake fan because we get a lot of rattlesnakes in the yard and stuff like that. But this guy's cute, so I'm going to take a few pictures of him in a minute. Tweet.
Yeah. Mary, I live in, we don't have much problem with, you know, animals and that. We got a problem with ants, spiders, and rats, and also wildfires. That's just California. We don't get fires sometimes
we
either.
Get wildfires.
But what it does is that we live in, I live near, you know, the a mountain area, but, you know, it's, like, not too far, but anyway. Smoke will kind of come down and then into the, area. Like, the whole town should be, like, a smog inside the town. Like, not like, above it, not, you know, like, way up in the atmosphere, it's, like, at street level smog. Like, it was really, really bad. Like, one time, I remember when I was in elementary school, this was a while back, too, we were, like, going, like, walking to, like, some, like, public library, and I was like, the wonders of the library for little kids, and they, this, you know, the smoke was rolling, it was, you know, in town, and oh, my God, it was dreadful, and I have asthma, and I was just like,
oh, no.
I mean, like, I was just, like, it was a really long time ago, and I still remember it distinctly. I was just, like, coughing just constantly, and it just sucked. Some people even got out gas masks and just walked around town with those on. That's
wow.
Like the smoke
that I'm going to attempt to catch this little snake so I can take some pictures of it. It's just
this
so tiny.
Interesting.
I don't think it's going to, I don't think it's going to hurt me or anything, you know, but I don't know what kind of snake
okay.
it is. I thought it was a garter snake, but I'm looking at it and I'm not sure what kind of snake it is, so I don't really want to touch it. So,
sounds like a real life version of Pokemon Snap over there.
Right? It's quite crazy, huh? I gotta just make sure that I don't poke holes in this thing where it'll get out. But about a month ago, I walked into my restroom, and this is like, I mean, we never had a snake in the house until this year. I walked into my restroom, and there was a baby king snake, a little itty-bitty one, a little bit bigger than this one, just chilling in the bathroom. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. And so that was, we've had a lot of snakes this year. It's been really interesting. We had a rattlesnake in the yard like 3 or 4 days ago, and we don't kill any of the animals. We always, you know, like, capture them and take them further away and release them, except like the king snakes and stuff like that. Of course, you know, we don't care what they do. We let them just chill. Okay, you ready? I'm gonna attempt to catch this little guy. Oh God, he just went into the water. Oh my God, he's so fast. That was so weird. He just like jumped and off the step into the water, and like he just like swimming across the water so fast.
Yep, snakes tend to do it.
That's really, wow, he is something. He's so tiny. He's like a little worm, but it's so cool.
He's a turtle.
What?
You see turtles,
not
in water. They're like, actually,
we have a turtle as well. We have a desert tortoise that we've had. He's been in my family for 65 years. He's huge. Yeah, he's really cool. He's very interesting. I have a 2-year-old daughter, and my daughter loves the turtle. Okay, I don't know where the snake went.
I like turtles.
Okay, I found him. He's trying really hard to get out. But there's no way. But I'm, like, scared, like, because, like, I'm barefoot right now. And, like, I'm looking around to make sure there's no other snakes. So that completely threw us off topic, but that's okay.
Hang in there, guys. I'm almost there.
There's a snake in my pool, Vince.
Oh, really?
She's catching it on her.
I'm trying to catch it.
I can't hear a snake. Does a snake in a pool make a noise?
No, I said, did you hear me talking about it, Billy? It's cool.
Oh.
He's all swimming around. Wow. Okay, maybe I can catch him now. Oh, dogs, hush.
God. What has come? This is what you guys.
The other dog is like over there chasing something. It's like all this excitement going on right now. So, yeah.
What am I missing here? What have I been missing?
You've been missing me trying to catch the snake, and we talked
about
some shit.
Yeah,
that guy. Did you see that article that I retweeted earlier about the hacker that got 18 years or whatever?
18 years?
Yeah. Okay, please don't fucking bite me. Oh, my God. He's so tiny.
You got anything you read that you associated with child pornography? That's my guess, anyway.
You know, okay, when I first started getting, like, into Anonymous and all of that stuff, I had a person, I'm not going to name any names, but that was having, you know, we were having our issues with each other. He was a troll, and he just constantly threatening me with, like, I'm going to put child pornography on your computer and set you up. And it was fucked up, you know. It was like, you know, who does that? But, you know, I think it was just a scare tactic more than anything. So I'm going to get the net and try to catch it with the net, although I think it'll, like, get off of the net really fast. But, yeah, maybe I should leave the snake alone. But I think that if I leave him alone, I don't think he'll be able to get out of the water now that he's jumped in. I think that he would make it, you know? to go drown. Now I don't know where he went. Oh, well, I'll find him in a minute. In other topics, I saw that Sabu, is that his name, Sabu, posted an interesting tweet today saying that, something to the point of who's next, I guess. Do you know what I'm talking about? What was that?
I'm following Sabu, but I don't look at his tweets so often.
Yeah, it was pretty much like to the point of like what's next, who's next kind of situation.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what's next. I want them to hack a predator drone. That'll impress me.
You were talking about
you've been saying that all week. Yeah,
I'm telling you, man, it can be done. It can be done. Trust me. Through Twitter.
Hacking a predator drone through Twitter. What are you on?
Right, that's what I'm saying. What is he on?
Dude. It can be done. It can be done. Trust me.
Vince, you know, we all know that you're this badass cyber criminal now for, you know, taking down PETA, but, I mean, come on now.
Wait, what?
You haven't heard Vince's story?
No, Vince, you didn't tell me the story.
Well, we could talk about it because you got caught. So we're going to talk about it.
All right, fine. Talk about it, but I'm not going to talk about it. You guys talk about it.
Okay. Vince got charged with a misdemeanor charge and about $1,500 in restitution fees because he was working for PETA and pretty much he got fired in a sense and he wasn't too happy about it and they've kind of fucked him over. And so he went into their system and he deleted all the videos that he made because he's a videographer. And he deleted a bunch of videos. And they pressed charges against him. So he is officially a cyber criminal.
They did not press charges. The federal government pressed charges.
Really?
It was the people of the United States versus me, not PETA.
Really? I didn't even know that. That's interesting. I'd really like to know where that snake went because I can't find him now. And now I'm scared I'm going to, like, step out and he'll be just chilling there waiting for me under my feet. God. Oh. The perks of living in the middle of nowhere, Arizona. More of the reason why I cannot wait to get back to the Bay. So, yeah, so Lulzsec Cali, what are you up to these days as in operations? Like, I found him. What do you believe in? What are your causes? I mean, what are you...
My causes? Well, I got to start with saying I'm a vegetarian, I guess.
You what?
I'm a vegetarian, so obviously I'm not overweight, let's just say. I'm not even close since I'm a vegetarian.
So you're not gonna be hacking PETA anytime soon.
I don't mind PETA. I think their obsession with animals is a little far. I mean, be like, oh, worship them.
You know, like, I think it's only what is the other one? The ones that like go around and like blow up buildings. And, like, release all the bunnies.
Like,
what is that group called? Because they're pretty awesome. I think PETA, but, you know, they're just not doing enough.
Even they have the right cause, you know, the right mindset at heart, but they just approach it in the completely wrong direction. Sometimes, you know, when they go out to little dog food stores and they, you know, have little signs, you know, like the monkey, you know, with, like, wires coming out of its head, you know, because obviously they experiment on it. You know, the rabbit that's got multicolored fur and stuff like that. Could you experiment, you know, help us? And then, like, I'm not sure how much I could help you. I know it's out here on the street, but, you know, okay, I'll do my best. But I'm half tempted to go up to a desk and be like, oh, the monkey. No, the poster.
Yeah, I hear you.
just to mess with them in a little Jimmy Carr approach.
So, yeah, I think PETA's kind of silly. I mean, I don't have a problem with PETA and what they do, but I definitely think that they're not doing it right, you know? That's the way I feel, I guess. I think that they could be taking all that money and all those resources and all their supporters and be doing a lot better job than what they are. But that's just my opinion. Yeah, you know, I think that most of our listeners, I'm not going to lie, are here for you, Lil Sekali, you know, because, you know, everybody loves the Lowell's boat. And,
yeah.
You know, I know you can't yeah. release too much information without putting yourself in danger.
Yeah, I already got the docs, if you can call it that, after, like, the guy only got, like, my operating system, which is when I was on my Mac.
Oh, yeah, Team Poison got you, right? That's what you were saying.
Yeah, a friend of mine sold me out to them. Pressstorm, the person who sold me out to them, so I'm going to leave that. She's going to say it out there now. Pressstorm sold me out to them. He got my IP, which I was in Hawaii at the time, and the hotel's IP was dynamic, so I was on vacation, you know, just relaxed in my hotel room. I might get onto the beach later. I don't really give a fuck. Oh, hey, I'm going to hang out in the chat room. Hey, guys, what's going on? Oh, hey, you know, so this guy, he's my little brother. He's 12. You know, he just started, you know, getting into stuff. You're like a god in his eyes. Could you watch him? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, you know. And the guy's just trolling me, and he got my, you know, and I was like, really? And then, like, the next day, he's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. And she put a little pasting thing in there, and I clicked it, and it was like, little sector docs. And I'm like, well, what? And she banned me. I was like, you fucking bitch. You sold me out to them.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty. I mean, especially a friend, you know what I mean? Like,
and this is the same person.
I'm a huge supporter, and I don't even know these people, but I wouldn't just go selling random people out, you know? Like,
yeah, I know.
It's just not nice. I caught the snake. Oh, go me. That was awesome. I hate snakes, I'm not going to lie. So I feel like really, really, you know, like awesome right now. I mean, I don't hate them. Like, I don't want, you know, anything bad to happen to them. I just don't really enjoy them. I don't want them, you know, I don't want them where they can bite me. Let's put it that way. So,
yeah, Vince, yeah, you still missing?
Vince doesn't care. He doesn't care about anything, I have to say.
It's all about me writing up the top.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I'm very happy for you. That was awesome. So I think that if you can get some free time when I'm down there, I think that we could all have a lot of fun together. And I know you're not really into the whole protesting Scientology thing, but I think that you would actually really enjoy some of the San Francisco Chenology kids. I mean, they're amazing.
I've done it once or twice, so, you know, why not do it again? I'm holding the map right
exactly.
now. Look at that. I'm like, we've been through a lot together, me and you, Mr. Fox.
Oh, that guy Fox mask.
My guy Fox mask, and also had my, there's this artist, Shepard Fairey, maybe Obama Oaks poster. We also have a clothing line called Obey. I had my Obey hat on. It's just like a little. This is like white lettering with a red background that says "Obey." So I have that, and
nice.
The guy box are fun, but I look extra creepy. Oh, it's so funny.
Right.
It's just, and I didn't even notice it at first. I was like, "Derp to derp to derp." Oh wait, I got this hat on.
Very cool. You know, I gotta give you props because I mean, you're running the Lil Sec Cali Twitter. You're 19 years old. You know, you're super intelligent. You have an amazing job as a journalist. I mean, you're winning, that's for sure.
Winning.
Exactly. You know, as Charlie would say. So, I give you props, Lil Sec Cali, for sure. God, dog,
thanks.
Please don't fight.
Like,
how is a radio show here?
Person?
What?
I give you props for being a chill person? Question mark.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's okay, you know. Vince is jelly if I talk to any other dude, apparently, even though, you know, it's not his say. But, so, you know, you can say, you know, yeah, you know, you're super awesome and super hot, and, yeah, I give you props for being amazing and sexy, Kishu. You know, you can say that. It's okay. Because I know that's what you're thinking, baby. Sorry. I can't help it. You know, I get out of control on the show sometimes with all these hacker boys.
All right, you guys.
See, then Vince is back, of course.
Yeah, I'm boring the balls off of me. See, we got Wild Goose on the line. Wild Goose, hang
yeah.
tight, man. I'm going on in a second. I'm back in the studio. The chat room's open. And the chat room was already open, huh? Was the chat room open this whole fucking time?
I don't know. I haven't been on my computer. I've been outside.
Well, I'm looking at the chat room now. It's open. Firehouse is in there. Donnie C, Cosmo Brockington, everybody pile into the chat room. It's open. I'm going to take a quick little break and come right back, and we're going to do this.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
No, you can do that.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yeah,
me. Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insieme a Rembrandt Costi.
Down goes Frieza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent LeBay.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah. Oh, Gio.
Hey, everybody, I'm back. Behind the mic again. Good looking out there, Lulzsec, Kelly. Kishu, for holding. Thank you for holding it down. I'm back. All right. Shouts out to Beachbum55, Cosmo Brockington, Donnie C, Firehouse, Kishu, Lucy Goldsmith. Okay. Lucky Sinner. All right. Lulzsec Cali, ooh, MILFtastic, She K, a lot of ladies in the building. And speaking of ladies, winding things up at the, rounding it out there at the end, Wild Goose. And Wild Goose is here too, and he's been waiting patiently. So, Kishu, Lulzsec, welcome Wild Goose to the show. What's up, Wild Goose?
Oh, for fuck's sake, I thought
I know,
it would
right?
never end. Oh, God.
Yeah, my bad. Hey, it wasn't my idea. It was not my idea. I put out a tweet saying that, I'm running late tonight. I'm just not going to do the show. I said no show tonight. And then these two idiots, like, were, like, begging me.
Don't tell me
to
it's
book.
Not your idea. You gave them the
Thank
username
you.
And the password.
No, I didn't give them the username and the password. That's the whole thing.
He doesn't trust me with the username and the password. What are you saying?
Don't show to make it boring as shit. At least do something cool if you're going to hack his show. Come on. For real? I was literally about to hang myself. I decided to just pop some pills anyway so I could at least feel cool.
Oh, cool. What'd you pop there, dude?
Well, done so I can go to sleep. But I actually didn't need that because... It was a little counterproductive. But in other news, I almost got arrested a couple hours ago. Me and my buddy went down to Taco Bell, and the cops pulled up behind us as we were eating and asked us what we were doing, and they had, like, four guys pop up behind them. It was at 2 in the morning, and they went up to the movie theater to see if we broke in and stuff. We had our Taco Bell cups there. We were... literally a block away from them in the parking lot eating a burrito. But, yeah, it's a good thing they didn't look in the trunk. But, yeah, that was my highlight of the night.
Why? What's in the trunk?
There's a 6-hour, at least the 5.56, and the another 6-hour pistol and a Saga 12 semi-automatic shotgun.
Yeah, good thing. That would have been a sticky scenario.
Yeah.
Good times, bro. Well, I'm
wow,
glad you, I'm glad you made it through there unscathed. Glad to have you here.
He pulled over and he threw up his burrito. Like that. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Dude, I figured out what I'm...
I don't ever want to imagine Lego throwing up a burrito from Taco Bell, to be honest.
The rage virus. So in between the T-virus and getting SWAT teamed, yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I'm pissed off.
You got SWAT teamed?
No, I did not get splatined, but that's what it felt like.
Oh.
And a righteous indignation thing going on. You know, I was like, fuck the police after that, you know, how that feels. And I came back here. I'm just done getting harassed. And the funny thing is, I'm here, and I'm still in Georgia. And, you know, I thought I'd be able to escape that shit. Like, it's always like that in D.C. area, so, you know, it's never a surprise there. But I come down here to get away from that shit, and it's still here. So, yeah, I'm a little butthurt.
Yeah, well, that's the South for you, and you should get your ass back to where you belong, on the East Coast.
Yep.
East Coast or West Coast? I think that anything in between is just balls.
Hey, Goose, are you on Twitter yet?
I've withdrawn myself from the social networks, but, you know.
Dude, just get on Twitter, dude. Like, everybody should at least just have a Twitter.
Yeah, seriously, Twitter is amazing.
I'm so
addicted to Twitter now.
Yeah, I don't even think of it as social networking, really. I just think of it as, as more like networking.
But I have you guys, I have both of you on Skype. Why would I need you on Twitter?
Well, because we can help you reach a wider platform of a wider audience there. Like when I retweet the show, like after I tweet I finish the show, I do a tweet and I put everybody's name if they have a Twitter and include
them.
But
I'm only going to add the people that I know, and the only people that I know that I'm going to add on Twitter are the people on BTR. It's just like on Facebook.
But you can build up a fan base though of people that you don't know. That might be just fans.
Yeah, but and the thing about Twitter too is like
you build up your
so
fan
much information.
Base.
All right,
forget it. You know, I'm not
time.
Even. I'm not going to try to sell you on it. I'm not going to try to sell you on it, bro. I'm just saying.
Well,
think about it.
Well,
think
this
about
is
it.
Just a big homo.
Wild Goose, the last couple of days, you've sounded like you're a little bit ticked off, like you're mad a little bit.
Yeah, I'm still on the roads, and I'm also not inebriated, so yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure, dude. Making sure everything's okay. Because,
I'm good, man. Yeah, I'm just.
I mean, you troll, and that's one thing. But then sometimes usually at the end of the troll, you're like happy go lucky, and lately you just seem to be just mad.
I get this. I just left a 5-star hotel behind to come to Georgia and get pulled over by this fucker where they would never have even.
Yeah. No, I hear you, man. Yeah, your frame of mind, I get it right now. No problem.
Like, I just left the perfect.
It's all good, time. Dude. Yeah, seriously. No worries.
I'll be back in action soon.
It's all good, bro. Oh, you missed Janet Napolitano last night, by the way.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah,
she was on fire.
Yeah.
She dominated the show. She was awesome.
Yeah, she told me she wanted me to tie her up.
Yeah,
I mean, apparently she's to my pictures all night.
Yeah.
Nuts.
This is a true story, dude.
This is the woman that's supposed to be keeping us safe? Are you kidding me?
She's kind of an asshole. And she has a dyke haircut, and, fuck. Like, she let Kevin Bacon take charge of the country. He had the nuclear codes.
You know, I seriously had a problem with that when that was first mentioned, and after a while, after sort of mulling it over, I think it's actually a good choice.
I mean, compared to Obama or Bush? Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me? Kevin Bacon has more connections than anybody on the planet.
Yeah.
Like if anybody can, I'm not saying Kevin Bacon himself can do anything, but he has you want to talk about a network. That guy's got 6 degrees of win.
All right, so I know Janet Napolitano, right? Well, Janet Napolitano knows Kevin Bacon. Damn. What was that, 2 degrees? Yeah, there you go. Do another one. Go.
Oh, Jane Appy.
Piss Pot Pete in the building. What's up, Piss Pot Pete? P3, if you will. I have a feeling that Piss Pot Pete and Lucky Goldsmith, or Lucy Goldsmith, they're just the same people. They just change their name every night.
I know who Sheik is.
I do, too.
I don't know who She-K is. Who is She-K?
Made it too easy with her
old launch. old friend of my show.
Oh, right on.
Was it Carson Daly?
Well, I know she's like always there. She's always listening.
Yeah, she calls in sometimes. She
awesome.
Called in. She's called in a couple of times.
Benny Bailey.
Nice.
Nope. You're wrong, dude. Not even close. I see where you could jump to that conclusion, but no, She-K is not Debbie Daly.
Is it a person who is?
It's nobody you know.
It's
nobody. It's trust me. It's nobody you know.
It's too obscure for me. A little too hipster.
It's an old listener. An old listener that has called in a couple of times. That's it. No, not. And I don't think she's called recently. So. Okay.
Well, fuck my ass.
You sound like you're in such a horrible mood. Are you mad? You didn't want to do the show? Are you mad? Because apparently we boarded the balls off of everybody.
No, that's not why.
Even though
no,
I was happy
to listen to you guys. I thought you and Lulzsec were doing okay there for a little bit when you were talking about hacking and all that shit. That you guys sounded like you knew what you were talking about.
Oh, you just got silly. You just started hitting on him.
I do enjoy talking about snakes.
Yeah, I caught the snake. It's in a little bucket in my backyard.
How did you catch it? You just, like, grab its mouth, or?
No, are you kidding me? I just, like, got the net and, like, netted it out of the pool and put it in the bucket.
Was it all coiled up like a piece of doo-doo?
It was, like, 4 or 5 inches long. It was itty-bitty baby.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like my flaccid penis.
Yeah. Oh, fail. Well, Goose, I thought you said you had a big penis. Well,
I said flat.
I'm going to pay for you to come to Arizona.
Right.
Oh.
Are you a shower, not a grower?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I've never seen one of those before. Well, you know how they say some people that they're a shower, not a grower? Or, I mean, a grower, not a shower? You know what I mean? It's like when it's flaccid, it just looks like a little mushroom.
It's
but then
not.
When it but then when it goes erect, it's suddenly like 9 inches.
It's like
that's a grower, not
a
shower.
I don't fucking know, man. I don't fucking know.
But you could have the reverse though. Somebody that looks big, flaccid, but then when they get hard, it doesn't get much bigger.
Oh, that's a sad story. That's a sad story, Vince.
Or like Anthony Weiner, when he gets hard, he actually gets smaller.
Yikes.
All this penis talk is really just...
Oh, you love it. Come on, you love it. Let's take a call here. 571, you're on the air. What's up?
It took penis from 1 inch to 2 inches.
Hey, hang on a second, Goose. What's up? Sorry, area code 571, you're on the air.
Boy, that didn't take very long to press 1 and get on the air. That's impressive.
What are we talking about?
It's Melissa Hopkins.
Hey, everybody. It's Melissa Hopkins.
From
Little Rock, Arkansas.
I've stood in Little Rock, Arkansas. I lived there for 6 months.
You were just there?
I used to live there. I lived there for 6 months when I was like 19.
She's lived everywhere. She's in the military family.
I have
anyway,
lived
Melissa
everywhere.
Hopkins, tell us what's going on.
Well, I have to tell you a short story that was absolutely fabulous.
No, by short, you mean long. Go ahead.
All right. So, I had to go to Nashville, right? One, it's one of my favorite cities, and I know a longtime friend of mine is now a big TV executive guy, and so I had to see him. And my kids just love live music, and so many places, you know, will let kids in. To hear live music, even though it's a bar. And so our hotel had live music every night, 4 bands a night, and they all had to be original songwriters. So we heard like 6 bands that were just fabulous, some of whom will be on my show soon. I think the first one will be Thursday, actually. Kids love that. Put him to bed, got a sitting service, went about 3 blocks because the the friend of mine in Washington and the TV executive here told me, you've got to go to this band. It's a tiny place called the Station Inn. It's famous. It's usually bluegrass, which is my favorite. But that night it would be country. And I was like, you know, I love country, but I want to hear bluegrass. You know, I want to hear real bluegrass. And they're like, no, no, no. This is the best of the best of the best of country music you've ever heard in your life. You've got to go. And it's like Monday night. Shit. Okay. So I go down there, and I get down there right on time, and it's a tiny old place. Been there before. You never had a problem just walking in. Huge line. Huge line to get in. So I wait for about 10 minutes, and I said, screw it. So I jumped in front of the line, went to the bouncer person, and I said, look, I'm with the media, and I've got to review this show. And I don't have a lot of time, so you got to let me in. And they said, oh, okay, no problem. I go over.
Social engineering, ladies and gentlemen. You're a hacker. You're a hacker and a troll, Melissa Hopkins. Time and again, you prove it.
So it gets better. So the first set was just fantastic. 11 musicians. Tight. I mean, 11 musicians to be that tight on different songs and just be so beautiful. And I do love country music. But this was unbelievable. And so then there was a break. And who walks in the back door, which is near where I was sitting, was Vince Gill. And so I introduced myself to him, and I said, I have this radio talk show, I'm huge into music. And so he said, and I told him, you know, I dropped names and all that stuff. And so he then invited me to his front table at the in front row. And I heard two more sets. So there were 12 people. And Vince Gill just jumped in for the next three sets as if he had played with these guys for 30 years. I mean, it was un-frickin' believable. And he sang a new single that's about to be released. I wish I could remember the name of it, but I can't. But it's really, really good.
Right on. That's badass.
So, Nashville was awesome. But then I had to get up early. I drove all the way to Little Rock.
Wow. Oh, my God. How long of a drive is that?
Well, I didn't get here until about 3 hours ago. Till midnight, local time. 12 hours, I guess, it took.
Damn.
Yeah. But I got to get my ass to Oregon now. Well, the thing is, I've got to go to L.A. My business partner's in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Known him for 15 years.
Say hi to Moxie. Make sure you go have drinks with Moxie.
Remind me who Moxie is.
She's a gal pal of mine. Yeah,
she'll show you a good time.
She'll show you
me and my children.
She'll show you and the kids a great time. She gets along really well with kids.
What part of LA is she in?
Hollywood.
Really? Because see, my friend is in Orange County, and my other friend, who I've known since I was 15, is in the business, as they say. He's going to be out of town, so I don't have a Hollywood person to see.
Oh, yeah, look up Moxie for sure. She'll take care of you. She's good people.
Now, so, Vince, my kids keep begging me.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I-5 goes through Sacramento. You know, it goes, you know, pretty far east of San Francisco. But you could cut up, go right through San Francisco, go right to the heart of San Francisco, and then go over I-80 across the bay and hit I-5 again. Now, are you afraid to meet the kids and I?
I'm perfectly happy to meet your kids and you, and yeah, bring it on. I'm here. Just cruise by. This is what, like next week?
This would be in like...
Oh, I hate this asshole, Mohammed Al-Harain from PIMCO. This guy's one of the evil overlords of the financial world, and people don't even know it. They don't even know who this guy is. I mean, he seems like a nice enough guy, but he's just... He's one of the faces, the people that we got to keep an eye on. Do you know who I'm talking about? You ever met this guy in D.C.? I'm sure he's been doing some lobbying down there.
You know, I don't know. The name doesn't
Mohammed
ring a bell.
Mohammed Al-Harain, he's a PIMCO, is one of the biggest investment firms in the world.
Yeah,
and
a lot of these asshole lobbyists, I don't go to the places where they go. I mean, I've been there. You know, you go to the Palm and you go to Charlie Palmer's and you go to some of these places. But they're such assholes. But no, I do not know him. I'm not saying he's an asshole because I don't know him. But I hate going to lobbyist restaurants in D.C. It's just sickening. No one looks at anybody in the eye. They talk to everybody, but they're always looking around to see who they can... You know, chat up, see which congressman is there, senator is there. I mean, I hate it. I hate it. So, the place where I go, where I'm not going to name right now, is where members of Congress can go and know that they don't have to be chased down. They're very well protected. And so, you know, I'm much more interested in meeting and talking to members of Congress than I am to lobbyists, frankly.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, did you hear that Ron Paul? Did you hear today Ron Paul?
Yeah.
Ron Paul announced that he's not going to rerun for Congress. It's president or nothing.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. You guys are boring the fucking balls off of me. You guys talk about me and fucking Lil Sakali were boring. God, you guys, come on.
I think there may be a strategy to this.
You know what?
Don't
you
hear my
back
strategy.
I'm sorry. Hang on a second. You know what, Kishu, if you don't like this, you can go back to the kids' table and you guys can talk about video games or whatever.
You should be thankful that we, you know, saved your show tonight because, you know, there wouldn't have been any show without Kishu and Lil Sakali. It would have just been Vince being lame and riding
home
on the bus.
Well, why don't you and Lil Sakali go do your own little show? Why don't you guys go do your own show? Nobody's stopping you.
We're going to start our own show. We are, you know what, tonight, as soon as your show is over, I'm going to set up the Kishu and Lil Sakali show. That is all on Vince. We'll see who gets more listeners.
Yeah, okay. Go for it. Have fun with that.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to take it back over?
I'll tell you what else.
I'm muting you is what else. And I'll unmute you in a second. But if your show with Lulzsec is so damn good, why don't you give us a little preview of it right now? Give us a preview of it right now. I'll give you 5 more minutes to do... The folks can go back and listen to the archives. They did. They vamped for like 25, 30 minutes at the beginning, probably a good half hour, beginning of the show. And I don't know. You decide. Well, if you miss that first 20 minutes and you don't want to go back to the archives, we'll give you a little dose of it right now. Okay, we'll give you 5 minutes. It'll just be Kishu and Lulzsec Cali, and you guys can just give us a little taste of how amazing your new program is. Okay. All right, so and without any further ado, I'm going to hand it over for a little preview edition of the new blockbuster show to come to BTR, Lulzsec Cali and Kishu. Go ahead, take it away, kids.
Well then, Lulzsec, are you even there? See, now it's just Kishu because you fucking scared Lulzsec Cali away. God damn you, Vince. Well, you know what? I don't even care because I can talk to myself. That's cool. I can talk to myself. I got frogs here in my pool. I got a snake. They'll listen, you know? God damn it, Vince. I hate you, sir. You probably have him muted.
Vince, just take the show back now, please. Don't do this to me.
All Goose, are you still with me, bro?
Fuck, I am.
All right,
yeah.
Dude. You want to get down with Melissa Hopkins right now?
On air or in the screening room?
No. On air, bro. You guys do it.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Raw diggity dog on air right now. Right.
Oh, hi, okay. Melissa.
There we go, Melissa. You're on with your good buddy Wild Goose.
Oh, hi, Melissa.
How are you doing, man? My travels have been good.
How many cops have you encountered? You been harassed at all? I have.
Thank God, no. You know, you enter Tennessee and Arkansas, and it's those officers are creepy looking.
High school or something, but I don't know. They were just completely full of themselves. Like, I'm sitting there in the parking lot minding my own damn business, and it was clear what I was doing. And, you know, I had a Taco Bell cup. It was a big, one of those big freaking Taco Bell cups, you know. It's like a trough full of Dr. Pepper, and it said Taco Bell on this. Like, what do you think I'm doing in the car? They go across the street to the movie theater to see if I broke into it. Really, like, I'm going to break into a dollar theater. I'm in a white GT Mustang. Come on, give me a fucking break, you punks. That's right, I said punk. All right, I have 11 years hand-to-hand combat experience, all right? I got trained by Oggs.
That's just, you know how mad that makes me. That's just one more thing. Message me through BTR about that, and I'm going to add it to my website. I'm adding every ridiculous story about these people because there is just no oversight about the harassment that these people are doing right now. Ever since 2011, Homeland Security, they've given me what they call the first responders absolute freedom to do what they want. And they think they are the cock of the walk. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some good police officers out there. I've met them. I like them. Good people. But at least a third of them, at least a third, are badasses. And there needs to be absolute oversight on these people. And it's not.
All right, so all four of those folks are now in the green room together. It's Melissa Hopkins, Wild Goose, Kishu, and Lulzsec Cali, all in the green room. And I'm Vince in the Bay. It's my show, motherfuckers. So I hope you're enjoying it. If you're in the chat room and you want to join me now, the lines are essentially open. All those four people are hanging out in the green room. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm yours. So ask me anything you want. You can ask me in the chat room. You can ask me in a private message. You could also call in. The lines are open now. As far as we're concerned, the show is going to continue. I really didn't appreciate that these folks are accusing me of having boring content. And then they try to show me up by providing their own boring content as some sort of evidence of them being, superior entertainment. I don't know. It don't really matter to me. I'm just gonna. I didn't even want to do this goddamn show. I mean, I'm not even making that up. Like, I literally fucking tweeted saying, you know what? I'm not gonna get home until like after midnight. I'm not doing a fucking show. I'm gonna go home and go to bed. I'm just going to go home and go to fucking bed. No. I tweet out, sorry, no show tonight. Sad face. Olson Beach Bum 55. You have a show, TV sucks. Kishu and Lulz like, no, you have to have a show. Oh, we'll do your show for you. Yeah. Ungrateful sacks of shit. All of you. It's my show. And, you know what? I can do whatever the fuck I want. All right? I'm going to play some Barry Manilow. And there's nothing you can fucking do about it. I'd love for you to join me. We've got about 45 more minutes to do this. 347-826-7667 is the numero. Don't be shy, kids. We got plenty of time. Grab your partner, Josie Doe, kick him in the butt, kick him in the nose. Come on, everybody. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Let's do the mambo. Tishu, I hope you're jazzercising to this, Tishu. Tishu, get those, come on, let's work those hips, Tishu. Come on, get...
Cobra, Cobra Cabana, the hottest spot, Cobra.
little getaway. Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Alrighty-o. Hey, everybody. Vince on the Bay. We're doing this for another, 40 minutes here. And I got Kishu with me and Wild Goose at Lulzsec Cali and Melissa Hopkins. How you guys doing?
Hey, ma'am. That does not even compare to Vince Gill's new song. And I'm going to bed now, but I have to tell you, a friend of mine... Another friend of mine is managing, has been managing a band for 5 years. They're going to be on America's Want Talent or whatever the fuck it is on Wednesday night. The show is called Tonight Tonight. I'm sorry, the song is called Tonight Tonight. It's number 5 now. So tune in, listen to it. I'm going to bed.
All right, thanks a lot for checking in with us, Melissa, and good night and safe travels.
I'll send you a few pictures. They're pretty darn cute.
Yeah, do it, baby.
Okay, nudes. Bye.
They're nudes, right?
That's another show.
Okay, all right. All right, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
There she goes, Melissa Hopkins, ladies and gentlemen.
You and Melissa Hopkins should hook up. You guys would be perfect for each other, to be honest.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Please never make me go do a thing with Keisha again. That was horrifying.
How did that work out? How long did it take you guys till you realized you were in the green room the whole time?
My mic was muted like the entire time. I was trying to say, Vince, please don't make me do it. Don't put me in the green room for the entire time.
I figured you had us in the green room, but I wasn't sure. But
I mucked around.
Yeah, I feel bad now because I feel bad I put him on the spot, you know.
I was trying to say, Vince, I prefer
I'm
your
a little
show.
Overwhelming sometimes.
We got another caller now. Caller from area code 443. You're on the air. What's up? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's that?
There you go,
Peter. Area code 443. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I would like to ask you a question.
Yeah. What's your question?
About my family and happiness.
We will do our best to answer. I think.
Yeah. Go ahead. Ask your question. Shoot.
I would like to know, am I really, I really don't get along with my family too well. And there'd be a lot of, turmoil and arguing in my family. I want to know, is it a main person that's causing, my family not to be together or something that's keeping us from being a real family? Because we're very dysfunctional.
Did you run out of watermelons or something?
It's on my watermelon.
Don't mind him. Don't mind him. That's another caller. He's just trolling you. You know what trolling is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that means he's just prank. He's essentially a prank caller. A really good one though.
Okay.
And you know what? And that makes me wonder, are you trolling me? Are you a drunk?
Obviously, Ben.
I'm pranking him.
Well, what, I'm just curious. What makes you call this show and ask for this advice? What do you think? What makes you think I have the answer?
They said you are a psychic.
Who said I was a psychic?
Online.
Oh, online. Who said I was a psychic online?
Oh my God, the website.
The website. Which website's this?
It's either from random or it's
I can hear this person processing the information I'm giving him her him. Is it I'm sorry, are you a him or her? What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's another person's name on it.
Okie dokie. Artichokey. And, well, that's it. They hung up. Okay. I think it was the wrong number. You know what? You know what it sounds like to me?
I spammed the hell out of your show.
Did you really?
Did you put a bunch of different random shit.
Did you put a tweet out there that I'm doing a psychic show? Are you kidding me?
No, I didn't do that. But I put your show all over the fucking place tonight.
Well, great.
I even put it on fucking my OkCupid profile.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
I can confirm this.
Oh, boy. Hey, Desert Rose is in the chat room. Shouts out to Desert Rose. Good to see you there, honey. And good to see that you're doing shows again, Desert Rose. I noticed that you've been doing shows lately, and I haven't caught one yet, but I promise I will.
Can't believe you had a serious caller. It's fucking hilarious.
That couldn't have been a serious... You think that was a serious caller?
Yes, I do. I honestly buy it.
Very possible.
Let's find out. They're back. The caller's back. The caller's back. Let's try him out again. 443, back. What's up? Yeah, area code 443, you're back with us. What's up? You called back in. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello.
Jesus Christ, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 21 years old, sweetheart. March 30th, 1990. How you doing?
You're 22?
21. March 30th, 1990. Hello?
Oh, so that makes you a Pisces.
No, that makes me an Aries.
Are you in the Fort Meade area by chance?
No, I am not.
What's your social security number?
None of your business.
My sister had called in.
That was my sister that called in, and I was calling back for her because I heard you say call back in. So there's no need for you to be disrespectful towards me at all.
443. I did want to let you know that the Shell gas station has a 2-for-1 deal on Marlboro menthol cigarettes, so you don't have to stick with Newports anymore.
I don't smoke at all. So
yeah, that's good. That's good. It's not good for your health. I don't either. It's bad for your health. That's good. Keep it that way.
But my sister smokes. I don't.
Yeah, she should stop. She should seriously consider stopping. You know what worked great for me? Wellbutrin. But then it bloated me up though. I gained like 200 pounds. So that kind of sucked. I'm still working that off. But I'm not smoking anymore.
Didn't you smoke a few times when I was there then?
I think I might have taken a drag off of yours and just hacked half a lung up and decided, no, this is a bad idea.
And did that female in the background have something to say?
Yes, she did, and she just said it.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the female in the background. You know, the one that's far in the back that comes out every couple minutes and say something.
Oh, me?
Hello? Yeah.
What's up, baby
bun? Oh, I can't hear her.
That's Kishu, actually.
I can't hear what her name is.
I don't care. I just
you
called
should
back
care,
and
baby.
I'm not going to be disrespected, and I'm not going to have you disrespect my family. So that's why I called back.
Oh,
but you don't
have
anything to say now, so it doesn't matter. And I'm not informed me by...
Hey, would you like to meet my friend Wild Goose? Oh, they hung up.
Oh, she's
mad. They didn't want to meet you, Wild Goose.
Oh, that's sad.
Man,
I was going to give you guys some one-on-one time in the green room.
I'd love that.
I know. She was great.
I already had a foursome in the green room earlier, so I'm green roomed out. Can't believe you had.
We could have a foursome in my room, baby.
Every once in a while, we luck out, dude.
I don't know.
We luck out. We get serious callers every once in a while. We luck out. What can I say? It's just magic every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I spammed the hell out of you tonight, Vince. Oh, my God.
I'm kind of disappointed.
I love how you only have 19 users.
And I was going to say, you know, well...
Yeah, it wasn't that effective. Because I usually get around this many... anyway, so I don't
know.
And looking in the chat, like, look who's in there. It's just kind of like, you know,
it's
more
all regulars.
Regulars and some guests.
I see two people that I had come on, and that's it. And two people that spammed it, too, and that's it.
Guest 1223 is an asshole. I fucking hate that guy.
Oh, well, all the 1,200 guests are pretty much douchetards.
Like they have their own separate crew that they roll with here on BTR.
Yeah, the 1200.
You've seen them around. They're on every show. They're big. They're bigger than BWC.
They roll fucking really deep, like on Debbie or Ghost show. They're fucking boom. They're there.
Guest for life.
They're full force.
Guest for life, baby.
So what's going on with the BWC, Keishu? I haven't heard much news from them lately. What's going on over there?
You know, I don't know. I don't really keep up. I mean, it's BWC for life, baby, but, you know, I don't really keep up with it anymore. You'd have to ask Fire, you know. Fire shit would know.
I heard bird.
I heard
word from a little bird that one of their higher-ups got trolled off and doxxed and ran away.
Yeah, he did. He did. This is true.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't really heard much from those guys recently, so I don't know what's going on. I mean, I heard from Fireshit all the time, but I mean, just in general, the BWC as a man.
They're trolling juggalos, you know, trolling juggalos off the internet.
Yeah, still doing the, all right, good, still doing the good work. Got it. That's what I forget is they're not really a BTR thing. They might have hatched in BTR, but they are now almost exclusively a YouTube troll crew, and slash Facebook, if I'm not mistaken.
So they go around to different videos saying fake and gay, super effective.
Yeah, actually they respond to Juggalo videos, and they usually call them homo clowns. I think it is.
So were they behind the whole magnets thing? You know, is that how that came to be so huge in terms of memes?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were.
So are either of you guys doing anything big on the 30th?
The 30th.
Hell yeah, baby. 30th. It's on.
Operation Onslaught.
I didn't get the memo. What, could you refresh my memory, or is this something we...
Well, if you had been paying attention when, you know, we were talking, me and Mr. Wolfsack Cali, then you might know.
I missed... Well, dude, there's a reason why you guys took over the show is because I couldn't listen or talk, so really. So get me up to speed.
Go ahead, Wild Goose.
Operation what?
Onslaught.
Operation Onslaught. It has to do with the plan, and the 30th is like the big operation that is taking place.
Okay, I'll look into it. All right, I'll look into it.
It's like a recruiting operation, but it's going to make headline news. It's going to be pretty big across the nation.
Wait, you mean the channel headline news or just headlines everywhere?
Headlines everywhere.
It's going to be epic.
Yeah.
Oh. So Nancy Grace is not going to cover this, but it will be in headlines.
Yeah, well, I mean, she'll cover Casey Anthony getting her rocks off at a party, but she won't cover this. Of course not. They're going to step around it, but it's still going to be up there.
The goddamn mainstream media, man. They just play us like a goddamn fiddle.
But Alex Jones won. Buy gold. Listen to my special Bob Chapman report every fucking Friday. We go on for 3 goddamn hours about buying gold.
Hey, wait a second. Let me bring Ted Anderson in here. Ted, tell him what they can get. What, tell him what...
Well, Midas, we've got, I got to tell you, we got gold. Spot gold is down about 3/4. It's a great time to get in on the market. I tell you, that's right now. With spot gold down a percentage point, you might want to get in right now on the ground floor.
Make sure to buy all our T-shirts and buy all 12 of my DVDs. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Also, Gerald Celente on Sunday.
Yes, it's the International Trends Forecaster. That's right. Listen, Alex, let me tell you a second. Is this thing on, Alex? Alex, it's the International Trends Journal. Alex, let me tell you. All right, the White Shoe Boys, Alex.
I trolled Bob Chapman tonight.
No shit. Where?
No,
where?
He was on Freedomizer, and I called in. I asked.
He's everywhere. He's been on BTR like a million times, dude.
Oh yeah, but I went on there and it pissed Proof off, the head guy there at Freedomizer, because that's like his big guest, and you know he gets off every time he comes on the air and sucks his dick. But I called in and I asked him. I said, well, you know, if you're such a huge financial expert, then how come you're not a billionaire by now? And he got so fucking pissed. He said, get this caller off the air. Get him off. How dare you come on and challenge my preferences? That's none of your business. And, yeah, they kicked me off. It was pretty cool. I had fun.
You know what you should do? Dox Bob Chapman. Dox him on air.
Doxed a few of their guests after I was on their station. Like, there's this
totally in like Costa Rica or somewhere, dude, living lavish, as Ghost would say, on the beach.
Guaranteed. So yeah, that was my epic troll tonight. I love that I'm able to.
That's
do
that. Awesome, dude. So that's in the archive for Freedomizer for tonight.
Like, I had the voice oscillator and everything. He went on shows the first hour, I believe. So.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
But I found out Bob Chapman was on. I was like,
you got to throw that up on fucking YouTube, man.
I'll pull the audio.
Pull that, dude, and make that's epic, dude. Nice. That's a win. See, that's what I want to do. Is I mean, not even just in BTR, but just start trolling terrestrial radio again.
It's tough, though.
It's really tough. I know there's screeners, but I think just in the last like 2 years in my travels in BTR, I think I could corral a pretty solid elite squad of prank callers that I think could penetrate at any number of shows.
I could definitely.
I'm not talking about like Rush Limbaugh. I'm not talking about like Rush Limbaugh or anything big. I'm talking about the fringe guys, the guys that want to be Rush Limbaugh, that are just kind of like bottom feeding. You know, they're on like the AM station in Schenectady. You know, and they're like on at 2 a.m. You know, and they have like one call screener who's like in fucking Fort Worth, who's like 19 years old and doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Yeah, those are the people you gotta find.
If there was anybody I could troll, it would be Alex Jones. Because if there's one thing he's good at, it's raging hard. And if I knew that I was able to,
and you could totally have an, I could get through his screeners. I bet I've never tried, but I bet I could, dude. Because you know I've listened to his show enough. I know what I could say to just sort of get through them, and then. Once you get into Alex, he'll just go bonkers. He don't matter, dude. He'll just go for it.
Yeah, as long as you know all the buzzwords, you know which buttons to push, you'll be fine. And me, I bet on Freedomizer, and they're all a bunch of Alex Jones wannabes, so, you know, I fell in with their crowd. I'm pretty sure
that's
I can follow with those.
Yeah, it's almost better to troll the wannabes. That's what's, so awesome. That's win. Yeah, I hate using that term, but that is fucking pretty win. Oh, my goodness.
Use the term win all the time. What are you talking about?
No, because I hang around you fucking douchebags.
What's worse is when people say epic and win in the same phrase. Oh, epic win.
I know.
Epic win, baby.
It's tough. It's tough. Like, I've had to cut down on epic. So far, I have. And it's worked out pretty well. But I still hear people say it all the time. It bugs the shit out of me.
Winning.
All right,
There's nothing epic about you going to 7-Eleven.
Hey, guess what? Our friends from the 443 are back. Let's see what they have to say. Hey, 443, you're on the air. What's going down?
Sup, niggas? Aside.
Lou? Are you there? Do they even know
they're having a domestic experience.
Wait a second. You know what they're doing? They're listening to a different radio show, and they think they're calling into that show. Somehow they got our number mixed up with that radio show.
Yeah, they're all sorts of confused.
They're listening to like some like relationship talk show, and they're calling into this show asking us questions.
That's hilarious.
Can you hear them? That's them in the background. They don't even realize they're on. Hello, 443, you're on the air. Hello.
The win.
Do they even know they're on? Hello, 443. You're back on the air with Vince in the Bay. Hello.
Respond to this message for a free bucket of KFC and a carton of menthol Newport cigarettes.
Say something for the next 5 seconds, bro. I'll punch you in the face and eat your fifth-born child.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of fifth-born child, come to Kentucky Fried Baby. From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Maryland. Hey, that's actually, the calls are coming from Maryland.
Yep.
Maryland. Okay, Maryland. The FBI. Oh, dear. Let's shoot them all we can.
Interesting. Okay. All right, well, 443, you're live. I don't know what's up. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, baby. What's going
hello?
On? What's on your mind?
What's
tonight?
Right?
Hey.
Up, nigga.
What's going
nigga,
down?
Nigga. I love that song, to be honest.
Hello.
What is up, homie?
What's up, baby
Welcome
girl?
Welcome to the party line. Welcome to the party line. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, let's party.
Oh, we're partying, baby. Let's do this. What's on your mind?
Also, $5 for happy ending.
Partying with my home niggers.
What up, silly Negro?
On the
you said what, Negro? What?
I'm on the porch.
What a silly Negro.
With my fellow Negroes. It's like they're porch Negroes. Porch monkeys. That's what we call ourselves.
Jesus Christ, Wild Goose. You are turning this show into a complete mockery. Of white supremacist propaganda.
Born, you are a complete mockery of the human race.
Oh, really? How do you know?
Really.
How do you know?
Because you can tell.
And how can you tell?
You mocked yourself when you looked in the mirror and woke up this morning.
I watched my what?
Sure, you're right.
Dude, I'm not picking up what you put down there.
How many McDonald's cheeseburgers do you eat a day, baby bun?
You look like you've been sniffing and smoking PCP all day.
Hell yeah.
Just become here while I'm saying.
We're tripping.
What the hell is happening?
This is called disorderly conduct. It happens pretty much every night here on Blog Talk Radio.
This is true.
Even when I don't want it to happen, it happens.
Then I'll go to NA.
Yep.
All right. Hey, you guys, we got to figure out what the word of the day is. It's time to get some education going here. Today's word
of the day is semen.
No, today's word is collier. Collier. That's C-O-L-L-I-E-R. Collier. And it means a noun. It means coal miner, or a ship for carrying coal.
The words are boring then.
You know what? Do you want to go back and do a Lulzsec and Kishu show?
No.
We can certainly just turn this back into the Lulzsec show.
Be nice to
Lulzsec.
Okay, you know, be nice to him. Don't put him on the spot, you know?
What do you think? Hey, 443, who would you rather listen to? Me? Or Kishu and Lulzsec?
Please, not me. Don't drag me into this.
Yeah, don't drag him into it. This is between you and I, Vince the Bay.
I want to get an honest third party opinion.
I'm going to start my own show. Without you, without Lulzsec, just my own show. Okay?
Yeah. You can play your gay little music. You can play all your gay little, like fruity indie rock crap, and I won't have to pollute my show with it.
Yeah, well, I won't have to pollute my show with you.
I'm sorry.
What's talking about PCP?
Why is she so preoccupied with PCP?
She's like, giggle, giggle, giggle. I just smoked Sherm. Giggle, giggle.
Why is she so occupied with PCP?
All right, anyhoot, let's continue on, shall we? So we figured out the word of the day, and then what else happened today? I worked all fucking day today. I was stacking my chips. I was working at the old mill.
Be my sugar daddy, baby boy.
And I'm trying to figure out what the hell happened on the internet when I was away. Not much.
Actually, quite a lot happened.
Well,
Operation Onslaught was released. That was released. And let's see what else do I got here? Oh, I had this nice zombie conversation with an on-troll party. That was fun. Vince got mad.
Which you pulled me into for no reason. Somehow I got sucked into
You were talking about apocalypses, and I posted back a reply to you and him saying, zombie apocalypse, ! Blah, blah, blah. And that started the zombie conversation, okay? But it was started from a tweet of yours, and that's how you got pulled into it. And you got so butthurt over that. I couldn't believe you. I think you're just asking for, like, these hackers to just hack you. Because you talk so much shit to so many people. And
what?
Really
what do you
funny.
Mean I talk shit? How? What are you talking about? What do you mean?
You just, like, you start little fights. Like with Sabu, like the shit that you were saying to him the other day.
Oh, I was like, I was just teasing. Obviously, I was impressed with what he did. Yeah, that's fucking badass. No shit. But you know, it's just kind of like anything. You kind of want to push people and say, like, hey, like, step your game up. You got to be a critic at the same time, you know?
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think that's a good idea. But at the same time, I think that you push it a little too much. You sometimes tend to come off as just a complete asshole. Like, I think you kind of pissed off that dude, you know?
No, I didn't piss that dude off. I wrote him back, you mad, and he didn't. He was just like, whatever, dude. He didn't care. Dude, he probably gets so much hate that he just doesn't even give a shit. That, like, it just rolls off his back.
So, anyways, I get hate too.
I know how it is.
Yeah, Ben. Shut up. So then I posted about my period, apparently, and
there's this
fucking tweet
thing. Oh,
which is infinitely more interesting.
Yeah, there's this Twitter fucking thing called My Period that it retweets any time a girl talks about her period. It retweets the tweet. And I was like, are you kidding me? That was awesome.
Well, you put it out there. You asked for it by putting it out there, so it might as well be amplified everywhere.
I'm saying it's pretty awesome that exists. It made me low. It was pretty lowly. And I got 100 followers in an hour today. That was
exciting. I actually reached
1,000 in 15
today.
You reached what? 1,015?
Yeah, 1,015 followers, which I have to thank you know for. I'm like, thank you for everyone who follows me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to retweet the hell out of you so you can get more followers. Actually, you have 1,016 followers.
Dude, check this out. Did you hear about this bassist for Coheed and Cambria that robbed a drugstore on his way to his show?
Yeah. Did he get away with it?
No. He the bass player all right, who the fuck is making some? Oh, let me guess. All that noise was Kishu. Okay, what was I going to say? Oh, let me read this real quick. The bass player for the band Coheed and Cambria.
Familiar with them?
Was arrested and charged with robbing a Massachusetts pharmacy for prescription painkillers just hours before a show. Police said Michael Todd, bassist for Coheed and Cambria, entered the Walgreens pharmacy at 1 p.m. on Sunday and showed the pharmacist a note on his phone saying he had a bomb. Police say the 30-year-old Todd of Anaheim, California, then made off with 6 bottles of OxyContin and fled in a cab headed to the Comcast Center in Mansfield, where his band was to open for Soundgarden that night. He was arrested at the concert hall before the show, and the band played without him. Aw, that would have been tight, though, if he played the whole show, and then he got arrested right on stage, right when the show ended, right when he finished, like fucking Jim Morrison style. That'd be fucking badass. This is not the first time shit like this has happened to this guy, though. He left the band, apparently, before over a heroin addiction, and he came back, and now he's out, but this might be for good. So, damn, bro. Guy was on tour with fucking Soundgarden, and he's so desperate for fucking painkillers. Are you kidding me? Like, you're on tour with Soundgarden, and you can't hook up with some good drugs on the tour? You have to, like, go rip off a Walgreens? What's that all about?
Well, I didn't grab some Doritos on his way out. I mean, seriously.
That was like that guy, the Raiders had a quarterback a couple of years ago, Jamarcus Russell. That guy. Wait a second. That isn't Kishu. Who is that? Oh, that's 443. You're like singing. What the hell's going on over there?
For no reason.
443. What's the deal? Hello? Do you even know you're still on my? You're called in my show. 443. Hello.
Apparently, they're smoking PCP.
Yeah, I think so. They're smoking PCP and calling into my show, thinking it's an advice show. I can give advice, sure, but it's probably not going to be something you're going to want to follow. Anyway, yes, don't stay away from OxyContin. And if you have to take it, don't fucking, you know, obtain it through, like, you know, legal means. It's not that hard. Seriously, it's not that hard to, like, get a doctor to prescribe you almost anything. The pharmaceutical companies want you to buy their drugs. They just don't. They just want you to jump through a couple hoops.
Yeah, I've seen that band play live a few times, so that's pretty freaking hilarious, to be honest.
Yeah. Are they any good?
Like,
I don't even know what
exactly
they sound like. They sound like they're
what,
like grunge?
Bad.
They're not fast. No, they're not grunge. They're like, I don't know, like pop punk, like, I don't know, mixed with, I don't even know. Like, I'm so bad with genres. They're like, kind of like atmospheric, like prog rock with like pop punk. If that makes any sense.
This is like, they hung up. They hung up. Finally, good. Oh my God! I was gonna say this is almost like a ghost when he's like my kids. When he has that, when he has what's his name? Area code 213 call in, and he's got the baby in the background like crying. That's like that, but in real life, that wasn't even like a soundboard. That's how authentic my program is. I get real.
Right.
Yeah. Section 8.
We're getting real trolls.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Well, on that note, we should start thinking about winding this puppy down. Thanks again, Lulzsec and Kishu. You kids did a fantastic job opening it up.
No problem.
Thanks for doing that. I had fun. I wasn't planning on doing a show, and then you guys inspired me, so cool. Thanks for that, and thanks for Beach Bum 55's words of encouragement. I know you were not interested in watching any television, so I hope this entertained you at least for a little bit, at least somewhat. Cosmo Brockington, shouts out to you. Shouts out to Desert Rose, Frank Rizzo, Kishu, Lucy Goldsmith, Lucky Sinner, Lulzsec Cali, R. Banos, and Wild Goose. Hanging in hardcore till the end. It's Jesus Christ. We're coming up on 2 a.m. West Coast. That's 3 a.m. I'm sorry. It's 5 a.m. 5 a.m. on the East Coast. It's crazy. Wild Goose, man. Burning the midnight oil. So let's go around the horn here. Lulzsec Cali, anything you'd like to, any parting thoughts you'd like to share?
Google hashtag anti-sec. Follow me on Twitter at Lulzsec Cali. Participate in Operation Onslaught if you have the time, now that I've heard of it. Keep on trolling and expose crooked governments. Oh, yeah.
Sweet. And Kishu, anything you'd like to say in parting here?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Lulzsec Cali. Let's get this shit rolling, you know. Operation Onslaught, fucking Anon, fucking For Life, fucking Lulzsec. Hell yeah. Fucking follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/KishuZykova. That's KISHUZYKOVA. Kishu Zykova, baby. Same thing on YouTube, except I spelled my name wrong. KEI. I was pretty fucked up that night. Do it up, baby. And I can't wait to see you and join you two in the Bay. You and Lulzsec Cali here in about 3.5 weeks. It's going to be pretty awesome. Drag you guys out to some sci-fag raids. Hell yeah. It's going to be a good time. Thanks for having me on the show. Thanks for letting me co-host or guest host the first hour. It's very enjoyable. Even though apparently I bore the balls off of everybody and I'm probably very overwhelming to Lulzsec Cali, but I tend to be very overwhelming to most people. So, yeah, it is what it is. I love you guys.
All right. Cool. Thanks, honey. Thanks, guys. Thank you again, Kishu and Lulzsec Cali, for holding it down there. It was fun, and we'll do it again soon, no doubt. Once again, shout out to Wild Goose for coming through, man, and hanging till the end of the show, dude. Try to keep cool out there in Georgia, and Be safe, brother, in your travels back up the East Coast. And I'm Vince in the Bay, signing off from the West Coast, a.k.a. the Best Coast, if you know what I'm saying. And I want to remind you, I'm on Twitter. Follow me, too. Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And, yeah, I'm on YouTube. I got to update my YouTube. But YouTube.com/Vince in the Bay. And that's it, dudes. Until next time. Peace out.
How quickly did you change?